I told this when I the story before, but I'm truly honored that some folks approached me about possibly running. And when we had those conversations, it was just a small group. I don't keep secrets. After that meeting, I was called by the media and asked if I was considering running. And I told them absolutely yes. I have had conversations about that opportunity. And at the end of the day, but I also told them no decisions have been made. My biggest thing is I need to be respectful that, I've got commitments in my life. The most important is to my family. And so they're going to be my first ask. And they haven't given me an opinion yet.
Okay.
And then, certainly I have an employer, Sanford Health, and we have a wonderful, group of people that lead that organization. And so I need their support, if I'm going to take on this role. So that's another one. And then the other thing is I really have enjoyed my time on the county commission. It's been a wonderful experience. I've learned a lot. I love that level of politics. I love working with the people of Cass County. The staff there are incredible. I have some fellow commissioners that are very passionate. They understand the issues. We have debates, but they're very civil, and we understand that those are the things that the voters and the citizens of Cass County expect for us to have civil debate, argue points, but make sure we make the best decisions for them. And so at the end of the day, I get away all of that. And then also just, I'll be honest with you, I'm living my best life right now. Like I mentioned the other day, I was out hiking in the North Shore last weekend. I was in Charleston the weekend before. I'm going out to a couple other trips, and I love that. I didn't get to do that for a long time in my former careers. And so it all comes together. But at the end of the day, I want to be in a position where I can best serve our community, our region, and whatever that role is, I'll do it. My dad told me when I was little, at least, and he was one of those guys, a small farmer, but he was very active in the community, served on lumber township boards, hospital boards in our community. And he told me that public service is the best gift you can give to yourself, because you're working with people to help improve lives, and that will make you feel better than anything else. And I've kind of lived my life like that, and I've had opportunities in a variety of roles, both elected and non-elected, to do that. And it has. It's filled my bucket. It's made me feel better as a human being. And as my mom put out, she still didn't know what side of the bars I was going to be on. So yeah. Maybe that helped me stay on the right side of the bars. So at the end of the day, no updates, still having some conversations, and ultimately I'll make the decision, but at the end of the day, I just want to serve the best way I can. And I know that our community deserves the best opportunity to continue to be successful.
So. Do you have a timeline established? You'd like to know, you know, you'd like to have a decision by
I would love to have a decision right now, realistically, yeah. If October is kind of a line that I think probably going to have to draw in the sand. But I never give definites, because I have found in life, you know, we make plans and God laughs, the old statement, and it's very true. Things change in a moment, and you try to make the best decision with the information you have at that moment. And so, again, there's just a lot of things I have to do personally, but also I have to be respectful of the process, and I know the process doesn't change.
Yeah.
It's just, and Tim, you've done enough running for elections and stuff that you know that never say it's an absolute, because you never know what's going to happen. This big
life gets in the way.
Yep.
So in terms of areas that need improvement, hypothetically speaking, I mean, you know, you live in town. So, I mean, there's things like budget, transparency, mm-hmm. You know, community safety. What do you see as some of the needs and solutions?
Yeah, I think that there certainly is an issue with public safety right now, and it's not anyone's fault. It's not anything else, whether it's perception or a reality. People feel less safe today than they did 10 years ago, and that's not. Again, we don't blame people. There's solutions that are out there. People are working very hard in our communities to try to solve those. But I think sometimes you need to look at them from a different lens. And I think there's opportunities with relationships, with partnerships within our communities that we can improve in those areas. But at the end of the day, public safety is a big one. I also often point to transparency is big to me. It always has been. I think I've proven that through my 8 years as the public information officer for the PD. I believed in building relationships with media because I wanted them to understand that we are always trying to do the best we can to get the information out to the public. And I think in government as a whole, transparency is extremely important because if people lose trust in the process, in the people, we've lost. And we want to make sure we're as transparent as possible. We also want to make sure that we're making those decisions, not in the back room. We're making them out in the boardroom. And so people can be engaged with it. And I think at the end of the day, we also have to make decisions. Sometimes we wait too long to make those important decisions. Sometimes the debate is great, but you have to go, okay, we have to make a decision based on the best information we have at the time and move forward and get things done. And I think sometimes that's stifled a little bit with committees and with all these subcommittees.
Yeah.
And that's where I think, you know, one of the things we do really well at the county commission level is we're not afraid to make decisions. And we do the best we can to gain the information, but we put it to a vote and we move forward. And not everybody might have voted for it. Not everybody always agree with it. But once the decision's made in that commission room, it's very important that every commissioner supports those decisions.